This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 396 for Wednesday, May 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains as chart-based speculative buying gave way to increased farmer selling. Canola down 1 to over $6, July down $6.70 at $648.60 per ton. That contract had traded above $660 earlier today. Earlier gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil had provided support, but beans turned lower and soy oil moved closer to unchanged. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were relatively steady on the day, providing little direction. Widespread rains across the prairies recently may delay seeding operations, but are seen as beneficial for crops in the long run, with that improving moisture weighing on prices. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, retreating from earlier advances. Soybeans had initially found support from fund short covering, but bearish monthly crush data came forward to weigh on prices. The July contract down a penny at the final bell at 12.13.5 per bushel. U.S. oilseed processors crushed 166 million bushels of soybeans in April. That was down 15% from the previous month and well below average trade estimates, topping 180 million. Soy oil stocks dipped 5% at 1.75 billion pounds. The USDA did announce private export sales of 180,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, providing some support. Corn futures also lowered down 5 cents in July at $4.62 per bushel. Monthly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel in the U.S. increased to 1 million barrels per day in the past week, with stocks up by 289,000 barrels at about 24.5 million barrels. The advancing U.S. spring seeding also weighed on prices, with recent rains helping improve moisture conditions for U.S. crops. Weather concerns in Russia did remain supportive for wheat, but prices still turned lower. Minneapolis spring wheat losing 6 cents in the July contract at $7.27 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 8 cents in July at $6.75 per bushel. And the Chicago soft wheat down 6 cents in July at $6.66 per bushel. Russia's Sovcon lowered their call on Russia's wheat crop to only 85.7 million tons. That compares with an estimate only a few days ago of 89.6 million. Early results of a crop tour of U.S. winter wheat growing regions pegged average hard red winter wheat yields in the country at 49.9 bushels per acre, well above the 29.8 bushels per acre expected at this time a year ago. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.